as we catch up with our next guest, Tessa Miller, Catchment Coordinator for Thriving Southland. G'day, Tessa.
Hey, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always good to catch up. Now, Thriving Southland, it's been a busy year.
Yeah, it has been. It's actually been a busy year and a busy few months. We had a successful AGM just the other day where we had Ewan Matheson step down and one of the our lovely clear officers stepped back on. We've been planning for the Gore Catchment Group Wetland Open Day, which will be on Thursday, and we've been working on this year's Christmas competition.
Yeah, we'll touch on the Gore Catchment Group Wetland Open Day, and this just personifies the work that's happening around the province.
Yeah, it's actually incredible to see where the Wards Wetland started, which was meant to be a small wetland, which was funded by Fish and Game and Westpac. But then they decided that actually it needed to go way bigger. And so now it's been funded by so many different businesses, as well as the Wards family, who have really just gotten behind, you know, trying to make this wetland as beautiful and big as it could be, but make it accessible for as much of the community as possible, and we can learn what the farmers are after about wetlands at the same time. So their open day is going to be from 12 p.m. for a barbecue, 1 p.m. kickoff, and finished by 3, and Katie will make sure that we're sticking to the time frame, I think.
And that's happening Friday the 4th, which by memory will be this Thursday.
Yes, Thursday the 4th, yep.
Right, now this Christmas competition, we always catch up with you guys at Thriving about the Christmas comp. What are the deets this year? Because this is really cool.
I'm actually really stoked to be talking to you, Andy, about the Christmas comp, because I actually put up my Christmas tree in the weekend, so 1st of December, ready to go. It's back for 2025, and you can even enter as a catchment group, a business, individual, farm, or just any way that actually suits you. It's open to everyone in Southland, so whether you are painting bales, lining up pallets, stacking tyres, decorating your shed, or getting creative with your Christmas display, we can't wait to see it.
We hark back to the COVID times, not that we want to, but all the decorations in the way of hay bales on the roadside around the province, it was a thing of beauty, let's be perfectly honest. And the fact that this competition personifies everything that's going on the farm in a rural sense and what's been happening and the way that people use their imaginations, it is really neat.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been a tough old season. And so, yeah, every year we find new things. My favourite of all time was the Hannings Nutcracker with their plastic drums. But we've had, last year's entry was the Davis family, which was Santa got stuck in the Footrot Flats. And it's just awesome when you are driving past or down the road and you get to see all the Christmas decorations out there and all the farmers kind of getting into it.
Right, so how do you enter?
So to enter, send us a photo of your Christmas display along with the name of your display by the 14th of December to office@thrivingsouthland.co.nz. And we're actually also running a kids' Christmas colouring competition, which sends your entries along to the same address, same date, but we just jump on the website to find the Christmas competition.
So something down there to download, obviously?
Yep, just a PDF. Yep, get into it, kids, young and old.
Pretty much, though, this just personifies the time of year, getting kids to colour things in, getting a few presents, thinking about Santa and the likes. And in a work sense, let's be honest, it's a bit of a rip 3 weeks ahead of us. But at the same time, like you talked about, it's about recognising the cool things that you can do on farm. If you get an hour or so with the family, just get creative and think, right, what can we do to perk people's day up when they're driving past?
Yeah, exactly. I can't wait to get into it this year. So hopefully the Christmas spirit is loud and proud out there.
Absolutely. Do you rock two Christmas trees in the house or just one?
Just the one, but it's fairly large. So, best of luck to Connor racing around the house.
Yeah, good luck, Connor, with that one. He had a big weekend, as did yourself. But that's a topic for another day. Tessa Miller out of Thriving Southland, thanks very much for your time on the muster.
Thanks, Andy.
Tessa Miller from Thriving Southland, get amongst it. There was some really cool stuff happened in this space last year regarding their competition, their Christmas competition. So Yeah, an organisation doing some really great work.